This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tropical Storm Elsa killed at least one person in Florida yesterday and injured several others in Georgia. Now, with its 40-mile-per-hour winds, it's over South Carolina, eyeing North Carolina and the Mid-Atlantic states before it moves on to the Northeast on Friday. The National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin says this storm is going to rain on millions of Americans.
There's the likelihood of rain, 3 to 5 inches of rain along a lot of the storm track, with possibly up to 8 inches in some areas of South Carolina, and then further north along the track, 2 to 4 inches of rain, up to 6 inches in some areas.
In Florida, they say there's no chance that anyone else survived the collapse of that Surfside condo building. 54 people are known dead, 86 missing. It's a recovery operation now. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Emotions were raw as firefighters, police, searchers, clergy, journalists, and public officials gathered at the massive pile of rubble to honor the dozens of people still unaccounted for and now presumed dead. Earlier, families received the crushing news. The search now is only for remains, with no hope anyone could be found alive.
More than 4 million people are now known dead from COVID, about equal to the population of Los Angeles. The U.S. and parts of Europe are coming out of a pandemic lockdown, but infection rates are stubbornly high in many parts of South America and Southeast Asia. The European Union has fined 4 major German car makers $1 billion, saying they colluded to limit the development and rollout of car emission control systems. The EU named Daimler, BMW, VW, Audi, and Porsche. Daimler wasn't fined after it revealed the cartel to the European Commission, it says. This is AP News. The Tokyo Olympics begin July 23rd, but COVID's a challenge for Japan right now. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
As the International Olympic Committee's most senior official gets to Tokyo, he's greeted by state of emergency plans. IOC President Thomas Bach touched down to find Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga set to declare a state of emergency, which is likely to result in a ban on fans at the Tokyo Olympics as coronavirus infections spread across the capital. Bach's arrival comes just 2 weeks before the postponed Tokyo Olympics are set to open. The IOC and local organisers are attempting to hold the Games during a pandemic, despite opposition from the Japanese public and medical community. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. employers posted a record high number of open jobs in May, more than 9 million. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.